I hope you can hear the sound and the fury that is Paul's letter to the Galatians, because it's a tsunami of biblical proportions. You picture him in some far-off region, feverishly dipping his pen into ink and setting it to papyrus and writing in a frenzy. He doesn't even stop for the niceties that are part of all of his other letters and should be. There's no, "Peace be with you, Galatians. I love you, Galatians. How I thank God for you, Galatians." There's none of that. He doesn't give thanks because he is infuriated with the news that the Galatians have deserted their faith for a gospel that includes some and excludes many. And Paul, as Paul will do, will have none of it. He's entirely annoyed, completely exasperated, and he's out of his mind with worry for this church that he loves so much. And I love him for that, because sometimes we need to be shaken out of our greeting card faith and stunned out of our self-indulgent faith, and I'm speaking for myself as well, and startled out of our passivity. Sometimes we need to be plopped back into a faith of tumult and whirlwind, where Christ crucified is not a sugary treat that keeps us content, but an all-out hurricane of guts and glory. Before I was a pastor and went to the Ewing Presbyterian Church and then came to you 24 years ago this month, oh my heavens, before I was a pastor, I served as a pastoral counselor in Princeton at a counseling center called the Northeast Career and Counseling Center. Pastoral Counseling Center. And that center was founded in 1965 by the General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church. They also founded 10 other counseling centers, all related to our 10 seminaries. The center was a place for church members and clergy and seminarians to do the work of vocational discernment and psychological assessment. They do go hand in hand. Over a 3-day session and through a series of evaluations and conversations, we guided people to assess their faith, their life, their work, and we asked some central questions. Who is God calling you to be? Not do, who is God calling you to be? Where is God calling you to serve? And what are the gifts that you bring to your work? And what are the liabilities that you bring to your life of faith? It's very meaningful work for any of us to take stock of our lives and to prayerfully discern the movement of God's Spirit. Everyone, each one of us should have a chance to do this. It's not easy. It takes vulnerability to lay our lives before God. It takes trust to share our burdens and our joys. It takes a lot of authenticity to hold God's hand and to walk together down salvation's road. And it takes a lot of maturity for us to be teachable. What I found, and I certainly include myself, is that the number one thing that holds us back from full maturity in Christ is our resistance to our Lord's authority. And here's what I mean. We struggle to be obedient. We struggle to be obedient to the gospel. We oppose anything that seemingly takes away our control, and I can speak to this. I don't like not to be in control. We pretend somehow that we are not utterly dependent on the Lord who has given us life. And we deny our own authority as Christ's disciples, using our voices to speak. We deny ourselves that, our hearts to pray, our bodies to act, our wills to serve. The Galatians feel our pain, for they too are being told by powers and principalities to scorn the authority of our Lord, a Lord who loves all people, to mistrust a gospel of justice and joy, to bow before the altar of a church that excludes and judges. For Paul, when we live as if our life is ruled by personal enrichment without the healthy discipline of Christ's authority, that has devastating consequences upon our lives. You know it. I know it. We know it. This week, the Reverend Jin Ho Oh, the stated clerk of the Presbyterian Church USA, the General Assembly, sent a letter to all of the churches in the United States that are Presbyterian Church USA, and of course, she made it available for all churches. And she, like Paul, knows that it is Jesus Christ who sets us free from the present evil age. Jihan Oh writes that it is servanthood that is the heart of the Christian gospel and the Christian life. To serve others instead of insisting on our own pleasure or our own greatness. To lift up others instead of pushing them down. To feed and to clothe and to visit. To show honor to the least instead of denigrating their very humanity. And to use one's power and authority to work toward the wholeness of God's beloved world instead of harming those who are most vulnerable. We find ourselves in a nation in which leaders who purport to be people of faith are attacking those who preach mercy and empathy and the love of Jesus Christ, and are arresting those who pray for justice, even in public spaces. Instead of emulating Christ's ministry of justice and love, these leaders seek to create a society that's marked by what? Fracture and distrust. A society in which power matters a whole lot more than truth. This is not Christian, nor is this Christian leadership. And so we at Nassau Presbyterian Church, we will continue to stand with and for the most vulnerable in our society, especially on a weekend where we celebrate 249 years of our beloved country. We will stand beside people and sit beside people and kneel beside people and be beside their beds, whether that is because of economic status or identity or ability or gender or resources or any other factor, for all bear the image of God. As we travel along salvation's road and come to this beautiful table which our Lord has prepared, Paul's words and Jun's words draw us closer to the one whom we offer our obedience, the one who has all authority in our lives, the one who has all authority in heaven and on earth, the one whom we live and move and have our being, Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and our deliverer. Our way and our truth and our life.